Zone. I'm Steve Dura. God bless America. Good to have you here. Greatly appreciate you being here. A lot going on, that's for sure. We're going to get to the truth of all of it. So here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, police have identified men sought after they look to be pilfering through the stuff of Gaylord. We'll get to that. Number two, Stellantis, the Chrysler company, if you will. Makes another big move for a battery plant. And again, Michigan gets ignored. We'll talk about that. But first, politics. This is number three, politics in Michigan. Big shakeup. Huge shakeup in the Republican field for governor as the Michigan Bureau of Elections says that half of the Republican candidates do not have enough valid signatures to be on the ballot, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, multimillionaire Perry Johnson. They say they don't have the signatures, and they're out. Now, that's the recommendation. The report is not a final decision, but the State Board of Canvassers will vote on Thursday to determine which candidates have enough valid signatures. The Bureau of Elections report is just a recommendation for the board, but I don't know. I'd find it hard to believe they'd go against it, but I will have James Craig here with me in just a few minutes. And then Tudor Dixon will join me. She's one of the folks not facing elimination from the Bureau of Elections. And she received a huge endorsement from Dick DeVos and the DeVos family, power brokers in Michigan's Republican politics. They endorse Dixon yesterday morning, then half the field gets wiped out by evening. Where does that leave her? And here are the five that are out. James Craig, Perry Johnson, Michael Brown, Michael Markey, and Donna Brandenburg. Now, that's preliminary, of course, not official. That would leave Garrett Soldano, Kevin Rinke, Ryan Kelly, Ralph Rebrandt, and Tudor Dixon, who I just mentioned, in the race. Now, you have to have at least 15,000 signatures to qualify for the primary ballot, and 100 from each congressional district. Right? So you have to be represented statewide. Candidates were allowed to put in as many as 30,000. Dixon turned in over 29,000 signatures. 199 were found to be invalid. Perry Johnson turned in 23,000 and change, but the Bureau of Elections says 9,300 were invalid, leaving him with only 13,800 valid signatures below the threshold. James Craig, worse, turned in 22,000 signatures. Only 10,192 were valid. Michael Brown, 7,000 valid. Mike Markey, 4,400 valid, and Donna Brandenburg, 6,600 valid. So here's the thing that's interesting, to say the least. I'll share this with you. The problem petitions came from the same 36 people, apparently. Circulators that put in somewhere close to 70,000 invalid signatures across 10 different Michigan candidates for governor and other positions. Having fraudulent signatures submitted is common, the Bureau said in its report, but it is unaware of another election cycle in which this many circulators submitted such a substantial volume of fraudulent petition sheets, nor in instance in which it affected as many candidate positions and petitions as they have now. This is a remarkable number of fraudulent signatures. So I have to ask, who are these 36 people? Who are these 36 circulators? Who are these people that have these petitions? Who are they? You would almost think that maybe they worked for the Democrats. I mean, but I'm jaded. But it does seem awfully remarkable, right? James Craig, the police chief, former police chief in Detroit, has consistently been on top of polling in Michigan. but not with a commanding lead. You know, somewhere between 25 and 35%, he was consistently and at the top of the polling. And so, and I should make this note, all of Tudor Dixon's petitions were challenged, every single one of them, because they say the governor's term runs through December 31st, 2026, when it actually ends January 1st, the next day, 2027. But the Bureau said a failure to include a term expiration date does not render a petition invalid, so they don't care. Right? They don't care. So, according to some, you know, observers, Perry Johnson had already spent a pile of money. He was going to put $2 million of his own money toward all of it and aired a commercial during the Super Bowl. Now, the most recent polling was questioned by a lot of folks, myself included. Glenn Gariff Group put out a poll April 29th. And it said that 78% of those supported one of the potentially disqualified candidates or someone who has non-committed. In that poll, and again, I think that poll's garbage. I'm just going to tell you that because I didn't think it was a very good poll. It had Soldano at 8.2%, Rinke at 5.6%, Ryan Kelly 5.4%, Tudor Dixon 1.8%, and Ralph Rebrandt 0.8%. But here's the thing. The DeVos family, they know a thing or two about politics in Michigan, all right? Betsy DeVos, of course, the Secretary of Education for President Donald Trump from 2017 through 2021. Dick DeVos ran for governor but lost to Jennifer Granholm in 2006. We've seen failed leadership once again in our own state, Dick DeVos said. We saw it in 2006 in my view, and we're seeing it again. It's time for a change in leadership in this state. The DeVos family helped found Amway Corporation, which had $8.5 billion in sales in 2020. The family also owns the Orlando Magic basketball team. Tudor Dixon was my co-anchor, by the way, just for complete disclosure. I know Tudor better than anybody else in this race. She was my co-anchor on America's Voice Live on Real America's Voice Network. And she got the DeVos endorsement in the morning and half of the field taken out by the afternoon. A good day for that candidate, to say the least. A University of Kentucky graduate. Worked in the steel industry and sales before working in media. You know, she had polling that was much higher in some other polls earlier, but we'll see. Soldano, Rinke, Kelly, Dixon, Rebrandt, a complete shakeup. So we'll see where this comes out now. She turned in the most signatures of any of the Republicans. She'll be on the program here in just a short while. You can hear from her, but we'll be hearing from James Craig at the bottom of the hour. See what he has to say about signatures being challenged. So there you go. We'll have a break here and get more into it, but don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in a startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com. BarkingBoutique.com.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Hi, Brad Hoos here, founder of Muskox Men's Outdoor Apparel. Muskox is a Michigan-based brand committed to quality and your love of adventure. We also donate $10 for every $100 purchase towards wildlife conservation. Look good and feel good in our quick dry quarter zip. It's super soft, moisture wicking, and tough enough to keep up with you. Visit GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com. GoMuskox.com for the best in outdoor adventure gear.